Right, I think Graham retires.
I retire.
And Ian, you resume, I believe.
Yes.
This is item number six.
It's
can we try and condense this as much
as you can? It can be very short, Mr. Chairman.
We've set the general tone already.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kira, will just quickly run through some PowerPoint slides for you.
Right. This is a Cook Food Market, ground floor, central terminal building. Thank you.
Hi. So the location of the central terminal building is the west wing, the clock tower, and the east wing. And this is a plan of the ground floor of the terminal building. The yellow area shows the area that we think is appropriate for market stalls, for a Cook Food center with some seating areas and tables. The location has been chosen quite carefully with the access to everything where the pedestrians currently go is not being affected. So the access to the staff area here, the lifts there, and these escalators are accessed by the from the east. So all of this area is currently completely unutilized, as you can see from these photographs. There's EVA issues in the area, and also under the ground there are utilities, but none of these are used in the yellow area, and the Cook Food Market is only temporary, so it will be from 5 p.m. to midnight on weekdays, and then on weekends and public holidays it will be 11 a.m. to midnight, so the utilities could be accessed on the remaining time. This is a view from the existing building, from the pier. You can see that there's some quite good views out to the waterfront from this area. It would be great. You could have a much cheaper seating area for the general public to enjoy food on the waterfront, much like the old poor man's night market that used to be at the Macau ferry terminal. You could recreate something like that. There's a lot of successful night markets and Cook Food Markets around the world and in Hong Kong as well. And so it would be great to bring that vibrancy to the waterfront, to an area that's currently massively underutilized. The staff ferry has experience at managing temporary facilities in their building. They have the organic market, which is on the first floor, as well as the Let Them Shine market. These are both temporary markets that work very well, and so the same sorts of simple, quick, and easily implementable processes could be done to create the Cook Food Market on the ground floor. There is plenty of traffic facilities available for any unloading and loading that will be done to take the temporary stalls and that off-site for storage during the time when it's not being used as a market, and for also any people who come by car or taxi. And that's all. Any questions?
Members, views? Paul?
Chairman, I fully support cooked food stalls. Actually, I like to see cooked food stalls from Pier 8 all the way down to Pier 1. Along the waterfront. I already today, it's a very active area. We have the FEHD chasing away hawker stalls. I think we should actually actively designate area for cooked food and food stalls along the entire waterfront promenade. And that would really generate a lot of interest and activity. People fishing, people eating, people waiting for ferries, people making love to their girlfriends. I mean, it's a fantastic area. So to start with... But, Chairman, well, men love, I mean, kissing. But expressing their love, let me put it that way. But, Chairman, I think we should all support this for Star Ferry to battle the FEHD and to battle Hong Kong lands. Because, as far as I understand, this particular area was designated for an exhibitions venue before, and it went to Town Planning Board, and the objection was from Hong Kong land because they want access, uninterrupted access to the pumping station underneath. So if you're going to get the approval from Hong Kong land, go ahead, because that will be a way forward. And the other thing is the FEHD would never approved to any cooked food anywhere in Hong Kong other than the existing hawker stores. So if you can win this battle with our support for this small area, then we can get those food stalls elsewhere too. So, Chairman, from that perspective, I fully support this. And I ask everybody, let them fight the battle. Let them go sort it out for the small area, and then we can get sorted out elsewhere. So,
set
Chairman, let us give great support to this one.
Okay. Message received, Paul. Right. Comments from anybody else? Peter?
Yeah, I mean, technically this seems like a good idea to introduce some vitality into the area. But I wonder if we could come up with a better description of cooked food areas. I mean, you know, we all know how colourful night markets are and informal eating areas can be in Asia. The Poor Man's Nightclub, well, you know, that was 30 years ago, and it was fine at the time, and it provided a sort of glorified, you know, Dai Pai Dong node. But in this location, I think the answer does lie in trying to establish a little bit more quality. I'll put quality in inverted commas. It's not a Dai Pai Dong. I don't think it should be in this location. It really does have to have a sense of a reasonable design, if not decorum. But I can't see any reason why, really, you know, having something that, I mean, I would actually like to see a better worked out scheme, really, that
I think it's less mature, to be fair, than the previous proposal. Yeah. I think this is an idea, not much more than an idea.
But I mean, I think one of the points I'm making is that, you know, we've seen a lot of ferry piers, including out island piers, that there are so-called, you know, fast food outlets, and they're not terribly nice. They're not terribly well put together. Whereas actually here, there really is an opportunity to have something really quite nicely constructed and it would be interesting to see this sort of worked out in a bit more detail.
In fact, could be multi-purpose space. Please, KY.
I think what we're talking about, or at least to me, I think it should be more than a cooked food market. In fact, when the Poor Man's Nightclub was there 30 years ago, it was not just a cooked food store. There are other attractions, fortune telling, everything. And I'm thinking of something. It's always good to have, say, a vibrant place by the waterfront, even if it is only during evening time, but of something like the Temple Street, right? You have a mix of everything. Temple Street, you don't have much cooked food, but it would be nice to have a lot of things put there as a different attraction, as in contrast with Lan Kwai Fong in Central, right? But this is at the waterfront, so you like to draw people there and make it a tourist attraction. But of course, the same question is, this is actually much rather crude. It's just an idea. I think there's a long way to take it from an idea to something more concrete. And again, apart from making the waterfront an attraction, my previous comment about the benefit to be secure, commercial benefit to be secured from that, should actually be, say, channeled back to at least waterfront enhancement or waterfront enjoyment or ferry services, whatever. But I do agree that if we want to put up a place like that, this place has to be properly managed. It just happened that somehow 30 years ago the Pullman's Nightmarket nightclub was successful. But nowadays, if you want it to be successful, you do need proper management, proper planning, different types of attractions. The same way, in fact, Lan Kwai Fong is an example of, because a certain consortium actually position it, package it, and then it can become successful. Otherwise, leave it to some of the stores elsewhere, whether it's now in Tin Sui Wai, or whether it's actually some time back when we had the SARS and poor economic conditions. These are all failures. So this is very important. This is such an important spot that if you want to go ahead, we don't want to be a failure.
Please, yes, and then I think Maggie, do you want in a minute coming up the line? Yes, please. Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Chair. I agree with the previous members' comments that in fact the effort that the team proposed to activate this is appreciated, and I sense that there is opportunity there. And I agree with the previous members' comments that it's important to do some research in order to put this together to make it feasible. And in my personal opinion, I think, well, this area is not that big. And if you are proposing all types of activities there, then it won't be an attraction in itself. And I suggest that the team to do some market research. And in nowadays, I think marketing and themed promotion for this place would be important. And I suggest the team to take this into consideration. Thank you.
Maggie, thank you.
Just to say that subject, as others have said, to an integrated design and management solution, I think this is an excellent idea, and we ought to try and take it certainly to the next step, and hope that we can get support from others for this particular sort of initiative.
Please, we'll work up this side now.
Sure. I think I'm aligned with everyone. I do support exploring this idea, but two requirements is probably, as mentioned before, one is the standardization of the stores, because I think this is central, around by, it's a more high-end area, surrounded on the waterfront near IFC, the central area. So hopefully the stores could be, there's some kind of set regulation where that when they come in terms of standardization, there's some kind of coordination, rather than everyone just moves in, gives them the area, and it turns into a fleet market. And secondly, is the regulation, although it's a relatively quiet area. But right now, going forward, there's going to be a big tourist attraction around the area with the opening of potential tenders on the next land with the Hong Kong Eye, and also with the Star Ferry. There's going to be a lot of tourists and traffic. So even for the watermarks right now, for the parking spaces, it's very limited. There's valley parking, but for public access as well, there's going to be very congested going forward. So in terms of regulation, if it's going to be a food market, then there's going to be a lot of cargoes and unloading and loading, so that there could be, has to be regulation in terms of what times they can actually undertake this operation. And secondly, I can see if it's going to be a lot of tourists going forward, then all the tour buses will be parked outside and jamming up the areas. So in terms of this idea, we're supportive, but at the same time, probably standardization on the stores and regulations on the transport and unloading on terms of timing and hours has to be looked into.
Thank you. Please.
Yeah, I welcome this idea to make this area more vibrant. And, you know, I would like to suggest that in considering this idea, to actually also think about the first floor. At the moment, there are some shops there which look pretty quiet. And what I just wonder, I mean, given a lot of constraints in the ground floor, whether you could actually turn the first floor into more proper sort of kitchen and cooking area, and supply the food to the seating area below. I mean, that could be a possibility. Or at the moment, you've got the Sunday market on the ground, on the first floor, whether you could actually swap the area and set aside the Sunday market more on the ground floor and have the cooking places and the eating places on the first floor.
Thank you. Mr. Lam?
Yep. Thank you, Chairman. I also support this idea. And in fact, in many big city, they had that sort of arrangement. You go to Beijing, right? The nighttime, they also got a eating street, particularly for all these temporary store. And then by midnight they all clean up. Similar to in Japan, in central business area, at the after office hour, they also allow you set up these store for the people who come down to the office. In fact, the government have provided a meter and also water already for the operator just to park in, and then by midnight they all move out and park, and the government, the city will come up and clean up the floor. In fact, the operator will be responsible, will remove all the rubbers, all the thing, and keep the place clean. So I think there's a lot of good management and also successful experience that we can share, and I think this idea should work if we will do it properly.
Okay. Again, Ian, I don't think you need to respond today. I mean, a lot of positive feedback, obviously. We welcome anything that adds vibrancy. We think this would add vibrancy. Whether it's just food or whether you be a little more ambitious, I think you need to do your research. Management will be key, because it is a very prominent place. I think message is please go away, do your homework.
Yeah.
And engage with government.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think the views that expressed are very similar to ours. I think part of the challenge will be the bureaucracy and FEHD, but we've already taken legal advice about how it can be taken forward in terms of a food market, and it seems that it can be done. There are constraints. Regarding the mixture, it's not a big area. We're looking at probably 5 to 7 stalls only. The degree of mix, 15, he's gone up market. Yeah. But and the point is that all of this area is managed by Star Ferry. And so Star Ferry will be managing the market. And all the points that were just made by Mr. Lamb about cleaning it up and everything can be looked after because it will be one manager within this area. The first floor, if you look at the first floor, part of it has now been taken over by the museum. That's basically the dead area, which is the government property agency. All the part which is lively is managed by Star Ferry. We hope that with the expansion of the museum and the deck up the top, plus this, the whole of the area we revitalized, and that it will be an opportunity to make the first floor something different from the ground floor. So we can't see that we can mix them both. But as you can see from the photograph, there are time to time, on a regular basis now, the Star Ferry do have a market on the first floor and part of it there. So we welcome the support that you've given. We are not looking at it as a permanent thing. Things are going to happen around it, as members have mentioned. We're looking at it as a short-term 5-year, which doesn't require planning department approval. We hope that we can go through the relevant procedures quickly and get it there sooner rather than later. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Winnie, I think you just want to comment.
Just one more point to say is that members may wish to note that this is more or less a commercial operation. So in terms of whether the land could be granted or to be leased to Star Ferry to the operator is unknown at this stage. So I would suggest the proponents to go back and talk to Lands Department to sort out the land status first. Thank you.
I think you can just take that away and
we note that point, but it's already managed by Star Ferry.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, take it away and just review it if you could. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Thank you.